Total Victory. A The Loser Story. Written by Maggie. Read by Kate. Summary. Jensen finally climbs the mount. References to Ninja Warrior, aka Sasuke. It's been 4 years since the whole Bolivia debacle. Max is dead, which is awesome, but it turns out his legacy isn't that easy to kill. At least they can fly on normal airplanes now without people wondering how dead men get passports. Surprisingly, Aisha hasn't killed Clay yet. Something about how it's not over. Max's plots are still in play, and until all his little messes are cleaned up, she needs them. Jensen's not entirely sure she's being truthful, mostly to herself, but what fucking ever, man. If she seems to have taken a liking to them, he's not going to complain. They're in Japan. Land of Gogeta, Mosoda, panties and vending machines, Iron Chef, the Visual K movement, the Final Fantasy franchise, and about a million of the highest tech companies you could ever dream of handling your data. So when Jensen performs the 407th miracle in his long, industrious career as a loser and hacks what may well have been God's firewall, Clay doesn't grumble too much when he demands everyone accompanying him to view the best that Japan has to offer. He drags them, at dusk, to Yokohama in the Kanagawa Prefecture of Japan, to Aobaku, one of Yokohama's 18 wards, to be precise. Because, you see, children, the best thing that Japan is home of is Blessed Sasuke, Mecca of the Geeks. He approaches the gate, leaving the pack that is his team while he talks a mile a minute, dishing out the history of this place better than any tour guide ever could. It's been closed for almost as long as they've been trying to mop up the CIA's messes, but they all easily climbed the fence that surrounds the sacred grounds. In the distance, the team had to admit that the hulking tower of metal which forms Mount Midoriyama looks impressive, imposing even. But as they get closer to it, it becomes obvious that the humid subtropical climate has not been kind to any of the obstacles that were left behind when Sasuke closed years ago. Jensen stops, sagging as he surveys the structures, sulking over the fact that not even steel is made to last when it's exposed to the environment without a care. He barely acknowledges the squeeze Cougar gives his shoulder and snarks a "social mom" at Clay's comment that the place has seen better days. Aisha, of all people, tugs Clay back, probably keeps him from killing Jensen. He shakes it off, digs in his pockets, and produces a worn pair of gloves that he pulls on before sprinting off into the dim of the park. "Fuck it," he calls back, leaving an alarmed cougar and a chuckling pooch. "I'm running the damn thing anyway." It doesn't take long for them to catch up, and Aisha makes a face when she looks into the fetid water that now fills the dips and hollows of the course. "Don't fall in. You'll be walking back to the hotel." Jensen sticks his tongue out at her, but calls to Pooch. "Time me, dude," sets and springs when Pooch hollers for him to go. The dome steps are easy peasy, but the rolling log is a total bust. It's touch and go on the jump hang when the rope tries to give way under his weight, but he's too fast for it and jogs onto the bridge jump. The log grip is totally fucked, but he does the warped wall in one try, so he's not too upset. The circle slider is a breeze, and the Tarzan rope creaks in protest, but delivers him safely across to where he monkeys up the rope ladder and slams a button that no longer works. Oh fuck, I am definitely taking this thing with me. He's grinning, and out of breath, but crows in delight when Pooch tells him his time. Jensen doesn't take a break between the stages, just cruises right through from one to the next. Some of the obstacles are too far gone. Missing bits are just too elaborate to set up without a production team at the ready, but his smile grows anyway of each stage that he clears. Finally, 20 minutes after he started, he's standing in front of Mount Midoriyama with the team at his back. Cougar is just shaking his head, smiling in that soft way he has sometimes when he's watching Jensen do something stupid. Aisha is checking her watch, feigning boredom, even though she totally whooped for him when he finished the ultimate cliffhanger in the last stage. Pooch is grinning like a lunatic and resetting his watch, trying to get Aisha's attention because he definitely wants to put money on whether or not Jensen breaks his neck on this one. She gives him pretty good odds, even places a secondary bet that he gets tetanus and dies at a later date. Jensen just blocks them all out, gets into the zone. The heavenly ladder and the G-rope are totally fucking gone. Jeansy is going to have to free climb the thing, and 75 feet in only 40 seconds is going to be a bitch. He's studying it. He's trying to get inside its head, psychic out, figure the most likely weakened points in the middle, and plan his route to avoid them. He's starting to glass over a little. He can tell. The adrenaline in his body that was helpful before is starting to fatigue him as he cools down in front of the hulking, rusted beast. His edge is slipping away. That's when he feels Clay move up behind him. Rocksteady Clay. Clay who laughs at all the nerdy things Jensen has to do. There is no choice here. He feels a large hand rest in the center of his back for a moment, pressing between his shoulder blades. Then Clay lifts it and thumps it heavily back down. It stings and aches. It's shades of Nagano and Takeda, and it's awesome beyond words. It's all the encouragement Jensen needs to sprint forward to the base of Mount Midoriyama, and he hears Pucci like, "Ah, hell, here we go!" Jensen's always been the best climber. Cougar jokes that there's Capuchin DNA in there somewhere, and right now he proves it by surging up the crisscrossing metal. He's quick on his feet, light with his touch, and the only thing he hears in his head is do or do not. There is no try. And yeah, he's mixing up his fandom, so who gives a shit? He's climbing Mount motherfucking Midoriyama. With his friends cheering and laughing below, the view from the peak is even more beautiful than he imagined. The end.